Howl of the Banshee by Gav Thorpe. Read by Penelope Rawlins. A single candle guttered atop a slender pedestal at the center of the chamber. Its light barely touched the five female Eldar kneeling in a circle around it, catching them between the warm glow and the chill gloom beyond. They were each clad in tight armor the color of bone, their red tasseled helms held in their laps, heads bowed in contemplation. All were silent. A sixth figure entered, her boots clicking on the marble-like floor as she passed into the ring. Exarch of the Shrine of the Deathly Wail, Cliona. Like the others, her head was bare, helmet carried beneath her left arm. Her head was shaved, and around her eyes was tattooed black, her lips a blood red. In her right hand, she carried a long-handled glaive with a crystalline blade. Her chosen weapon, the executioner. With dark eyes, she looked at each of her charges briefly before speaking. The circle of warriors fixed her with their stares, already beginning the mental preparations that would bring up their war masks and wash away all sense of guilt or regret. "We are come, gathered here together, to wage war," she told them. There was no reply from the others. They had felt the call from the shrine. They knew their purpose. Only one reacted, a sharp intake of breath from Kaliak, who had not yet shed blood in battle. When Cliona spoke next, the Exarch stood beside the newest to hear the howl of the Banshee. "The seers speak. They witness great evil, and we act. A craft world, silent Lanimeish, threatens us. Ancient foes, creatures of dark power, seeking us. Gates open, the webway corrupted, Beeltan falls." The Exarch paused and looked in turn at each of the others to ensure they understood the importance of the threat. "We will fight to purge Lanimeish as escort. The gates closed, Lanimeish destroyed, Beeltan lives." Nodding in understanding, the assembled warriors stood as one. Cliona disappeared into the darkness for a moment and returned with a silver bowl, its exterior etched with swirling shapes that made screaming half-faces and glaring eyes. Within was the blood of the shrine members, still warm, freely given when they had entered. Dipping her fingers into the blood, Cliona walked the circle, starting with Kaliak, and drew upon the forehead of each warrior the rune of the Banshee, the name of bloody-handed Cain in his aspect of the foretold doom. As her fingers touched upon Kaliak's brow, Cliona began the chant. "Blood runs, anger rises, death wakes, war calls." As the blood dried on her skin, Kaliak added her voice to the mantra, her voice wavering at first, but growing stronger as her war mask pushed away the vestiges of fear and guilt that had no place in the mind of a warrior. "Blood runs, anger rises, death wakes, war calls." Next was Fianna, her pale eyes already deadened, so swift to assume the mask. The howl of the Banshee sang loudly in her mind, but now was not the time to warn of becoming trapped in Cain's embrace. Her voice was strident. "Blood runs, anger rises, death wakes, war calls." Narameth, a crooked smile on her lips, glanced up at her exarch as the rune was daubed. When she joined the chorus, the volume increased, each warrior feeding off the emotion of the others. The joy of battle was singing in their hearts, lifting their voices. "Blood runs, anger rises, death wakes, war calls." Mithineth's voice added another level to the harmony, calm and collected, filled with inner strength. It brought balance to the chant, enriching the minds of her fellow warriors with its placid depth.
Blood runs, anger rises, death wakes, war calls.
Finally, Lorelei was wetted with the blood, and she shuddered, a sigh escaping parted lips as her war mask consumed her. The chanting became strident, the warriors with teeth bared, eyes wide.
Blood runs, anger rises, death wakes, war calls.
Where six individuals had entered, there stood six sisters. Six sisters united in blood. Six sisters who hearkened to the shriek of blood calling to be spilt, of dooms to be fulfilled, and life threads to be severed. Six howling banshees, voices as one, let out an ululating cry that reverberated around the chamber, ringing out through the cosmos, echoing back to the dawn of myths when the deathly wail of Cain's sirens signaled the destruction of worlds. A crackle of energy heralded the opening of the webway portal, through which the warriors of the deathly wail advanced quickly, power swords and shuriken pistols held at the ready. Passing from the pulsing background hum into the still of Lanimeish, the howling banshees were joined by others, red-armored fire dragons and two squads of blue-clad dire avengers. It did not escape the attention of Lorelei that the white coronas of the webway openings were tainted with flickers of dark red flame.
"Already the grip of darkness takes hold, sisters," she warned.
"All the more reason for swiftness, sisters," replied Kaliak. "Let us be the point of the dagger that strikes."
Kaliak ran a few steps further than the others, blade held out beside her, light footsteps echoing in the grand hall the warriors now occupied.
"Caution, sister," called out Lorelei. "We move as one."
Lorelei caught up with swift strides and glanced back. She could feel the brooding presence that was trying to force its way into the craft world through its dormant, undefended webway gates. Cliona brought the rest of the shrine maidens forward, while the other aspect warriors moved to secure the two passageways leading from the chamber.
"Feel no haste. There is one to arrive. Wait for now," said the Exarch.
Last to appear in the depths of the abandoned craft world was Tylenar, the far-seer, leader of the expedition. Garbed in long purple robes, face hidden behind the mask of his gem-studded ghost helm, the Psyker gestured for the warriors to follow as he set across the broad chamber. Passing the dire avengers from the shrine of the Golden Star, he led them into one of the corridors, and the small force fell in behind him. The howling banshees moved to a position just behind the Golden Star, ready to spring forwards against any foe that survived the dire avengers' shuriken catapults. The other squad of dire avengers followed close behind, while the fire dragons brought up the rear. The passage was short, but showed further evidence of the encroaching warp corruption. The pastel blue walls were darkening in patches, as chaos energy leaked along the crystal matrix of the infinity circuit within. Golden-arched doorways were turning to iron and brass. The scent of blood, faint but unmistakable, hung in the air. Narameth voiced a concern that was not unique to her.
"Perhaps we should have brought greater numbers. The Farseers have misjudged the extent of Lanimeish's vulnerability."
There was no comment from Tylenar, so it was Mytheneth that replied.
"Bulk stifles swiftness. A larger force would be more unwieldy, and to tarry too long here will bring its own hazards. Do you not agree, Lorelei, my sister?"
"You are correct, sister. The greater our number, the greater the likelihood that our presence is noticed by powers we wish to overlook us."
"The swift strike, the blow that is unseen, is deadly."
The Exarch's words ended the discussion, and they continued without further comment. At the end of the passageway, Tylenar paused for a moment. The hall beyond was on the outskirts of the central infinity circuit chambers, and the walls glistened with threads of crystal. Unlike the glittering trails of Beeltan's psychic matrix, the circuit of Lanimaish was dull, unalive. Where the crystal lines joined together as larger nodes, trickles of thick red fluid dribbled down the walls. The howling banshees looked at each other, but it was Fianna that was most affected.
"A sign of that which wishes to enter," she said eagerly. "Blood. The Skull King desires Lanimaish. Do you not feel his call, sisters?"
"Heed not the urges of the father of our bastard master," said Lorelei. "It is not rage that we serve, but a purer war."
"All war is rage, sister, whether knowing or not," Fianna said dismissively. "The Lord of the Brass Tower seeks to make a shrine of once fair Lanimaish so that his servants can revel in the bloodshed that sowed death upon the people of this place in ancient past."
Mention of Lanimaish's doom sent a collective shudder of apprehension and excitement through the other howling banshees, save for Cliona, who was standing still, head tilted as if listening intently. The others heard what had caught her attention a moment later. A distant clattering of sharp footfalls, followed by a screech as of a whetstone along a blade.
"They have come. Hear the blood god's servants. Ready blades!"
8 demons came, and 8 more, and 8 again. Violent rage given form in blood-red flesh. In clawed hands, they gripped brazen swords and serrated axes. White orb eyes glared from snarling faces. Twisted horns jutted from anger-furrowed brows. By many names did the Eldar know Khorne's foot soldiers. The Gore children, sons of rage, bloodletters. With them advanced a larger brute, a gleaming axe in each hand. The herald lifted up its blades, and from its fanged mouth issued a monstrous bellow, both a challenge for its foes and a call to battle for its followers. The demons' shouts were met by the song of the dire Avengers' shuriken catapults, the air filling with slicing discs. Warp-spawned bodies were shredded and flayed by the fusillade, but only a handful of the demons fell as they broke into a run. Immaterial forms shuddered and twitched as the dire Avengers continued with their onslaught. But these creatures were not of mortal flesh and bone, and shrugged off their wounds like the bites of flies, forcing the blue-armored Eldar to fall back. Tylenar retreated before the demons, seeking shelter amongst the fire dragons as Cliona led her warriors forwards.
"To the right, we fall upon their flank. Swiftly now!"
White-hot blasts from the fire dragons' thermal guns and their exarch's firepike cut into the approaching demons, with no greater success than the guns of their fellow warriors. Fiery beams that could melt through the armor of tanks and turn physical flesh to cinders were shrugged off like water splashing from rock, and only a few more demons were destroyed by the volley. The howling banshees circled around the withdrawing aspect warriors and broke into a run. As they charged, the war sisters of the Deathly Wail let forth their battle screams. Channeled through the psychosonic amplifiers of their helms, the shriek became a surge of power, slamming into the demons like a gale. The closest blood-red warriors were thrown from their feet by the pealing cry. Others dropped their blades or stumbled back as a wave of psychic fury washed over them. Kaliak outpaced her sisters, her long strides fueled by naive enthusiasm. Her pistol spat a volley of shurikens into a demon as it pushed itself back to its knees, slicing through its face. Her sword, its blade glowing with blue energy, followed a moment later, shearing through the corded muscle and veins of the warp creature's neck.
"Let us be upon them while they reel!" cried Kaliak.
"As one, we fight as one. Foe on the left, sister!"
Lorelei's warning came in time. Kaliak twisted, ducking beneath the sweep of an axe. The point of her sword sank into the gut of the demon as she pivoted on one heel, the ball of her foot driving into its chin. Stunned, the bloodletter stumbled back to be met by Mytheneth's sword as she sprinted into the fray. Fianna joined them a heartbeat later, her blade flashing to the left and right, leaving arcs of blue around her.
Kaliak's temper has it right. Slaughter them quickly and rejoice!
The other howling banshees swept into the disorientated demons like a spear of ivory cleaving into red flesh, their pistols and swords cutting down a dozen of the creatures before they could recover from the onslaught of the banshee scream that had dazed them. None slew more than Cliona, whose shining glaive cut heads from necks and slashed limbs from bodies in a constant motion, the barks and growls of her foes becoming louder and fiercer as their numbers dwindled and their anger increased in proportion. Teeth bared, the herald moved through its minions to meet the charge of the Eldar, hefting its axes ready for the strike. Overcome by the heat of combat, Kaliak leapt to the attack. Lorelei called out in concern.
No, sister, you cannot best this beast alone.
The herald caught Kaliak's downward swing on one of its curling horns, turning the blow aside. Striking out, it punched her in the face, hurling her backwards with the mask of her helm cracked open. Cliona acted rather than spoke. She lanced the point of her glaive towards the herald's throat, but the strike was deflected at the last moment by the haft of an axe. Spinning, Cliona struck again. Crystal blade was met by enchanted bronze as the herald raised its axes in parry to the exarch's assault. For several heartbeats, the two were locked together, flares of energy crackling between them, sparking from their weapons. With a triumphant snarl, the herald thrust away Cliona, sending her sprawling from her feet. The howling banshees converged on their upended leader, but not swiftly enough. Striking with a speed that outmatched its adversaries, the Herald of Khorne brought both axes down upon the stricken exarch. One blade cleaved Cliona's helm in two, the other slammed through her breastplate. Kaliak shrieked as if struck and launched herself afresh at the Herald. A step behind her, Lorelei snapped out a command.
Storm of blades rising! Harvest the sorrow of the fallen!
Acting in concert, the howling banshees fell upon the herald in a circle, twirling and lunging, each striking a dozen times in a few moments, opening up long wounds in its crimson flesh. Fianna broke from the deadly assault as the herald flailed an axe at her head, ducking beneath its blade.
Look to your backs, and I will finish the beast,
Fianna said to the rest of the shrine maidens. The others turned their attention to the bloodletters closing around them, but Mytheneth was caught in the back by a serrated sword edge, her armor giving way under the powerful blow, bronze hacking through vertebrae. She fell with a cry, her last act to lash the tip of her sword into her killer's face as she dropped. Possessed by the spirit of Cain, driven by a rage that matched that of the blood god's servants, Fianna unleashed a blistering flurry of strikes against the herald, cutting away at its chest and throat, driving it back step by step. Blood spurted from the wounds, coating the howling banshee's pale armor with gore, but she pressed on as her sisters guarded against attack from behind, their blades singing as they dueled with the surviving bloodletters.
Death now,
spat Fianna.
Back to the accursed realm that spawned you, vile beast!
Her next blow severed the herald's crooked leg at the knee, toppling it to one side. Before it had hit the ground, she pounced, driving her sword through the white orb of its eye. It twitched twice and fell still. The bloodletter's numbers thinned by two-thirds. The other aspect warriors joined the deathly wail, Tylenar at their head, the tip of his rune staff a purple flare of psychic energy. Beset on all sides, the remaining demons fell quickly, though not before accounting for a handful of the dire avengers that had come to the aid of the howling banshees. After the frenzy of combat, the silence of Lanimeish was the silence of a tomb.
There was no grief. Not yet. The war masks summoned in the shrine held back all woe. Lorelei broke the still.
Quickly now! Take up their waystones and let us be away from this accursed place!
The gem upon Mithineth's breast glittered brighter than before, her spirit enclosed within the sanctuary of its crystal heart. While the other Aspect warriors attended to their fallen, Lorelei plucked Mithineth's spirit stone from its gilded setting and placed it in a pouch at her waist. Kaliak had moved to the body of Cleona, but was presented with a problem. The Exarch's armor was studded with 15 waystones, each with a hue and sparkle of its own. Forever lost to Kane, the spirit of an Exarch was not given up to the infinity circuit of Biltan, but resided in the armor to blend with all of those that had come before.
We cannot take her with us, said Narameth. Which of us would give their life to carry our sister? Not I.
We could remove all of the stones.
Kaliak crouched over the fallen Exarch as she spoke. She was answered by Lorelei.
There is not time. The longer we dwell, the more demons will come.
She paused as she noticed the Farseer departing.
See? Tylenol moves on already.
An easy choice for one that has trodden the path so many times before, said Narameth. How easy is it, Ortak to be, to leave behind a fallen sister?
Not easy, but necessary.
Lorelei spoke quietly, almost to herself.
Too many are numbered who have died beside me, but if we remain here, the tally will increase further.
There was hesitation amongst the sisters. None were willing to abandon Cleona to a fate worse than death. Trapped within the Exarch armor, 15 Eldar spirits would be consigned to damnation when Tylenar wakened Lanimeish's Infinity Core and activated the craft world's self-destruction. Lorelei conceded to her sister's unease.
Very well. We shall return for Cleona before we depart. Her fall will be for naught if we do not commit the shell of Lanimeish to the warp. Let us see the task done, and then we shall carry our dead to safety.
The others acquiesced to this compromise and followed, as Fianna ran after their departing companions. The crystal matrix at the center of the craft world pulsed red as Tylenar ministered to the corrupted infinity circuit. The air was thick with the stench of blood as the demons of chaos strove to break through the weakened barrier between the warp and the mortal universe. In handfuls, bloodletters and monstrous fleshhounds breached the divide, to be greeted with hails of shuriken fire, the discharge of energy weapons and the blades of the howling banshees. Though facing no concerted assault, the Eldar were hard-pressed, ever alert for each fresh incursion.
How many more? Asked Kaliak. I can feel the veil weakening with every passing breath. Soon they will come in numbers too great to stop.
It is no speedy task to bring forth the spirits of a deceased craft world, answered Lorelei. For a long time they have been dormant, allowing this corruption to spread.
We fight as long as we need to, until we can fight no more.
Fianna laughed wickedly.
Did you think you would grow old as a howling banshee, little sister?
I had hoped to see more than one battle.
There is only one battle, Kaliak, with a rare few moments of peace between exchanges. Since the dark powers first touched our hearts, we have been doomed to a war we cannot win.
Cannot win,
Lorelei spoke sharply.
Or do not wish to win, Fianna. Kane's touch upon you grows heavier with every foe you fell.
Perhaps I welcome it, sister. Did that not occur to you?
Narameth sliced the head from a coalescing bloodletter and spun past her war sisters, her blade trailing an arc of blood.
Cleona is not long dead, and you are so soon ready to step into the void she has left, she said. Does her bloody lesson teach you nothing? Or is it that desire for Kane's curse slowed your hand?
Before Fianna could argue the accusation, the air throbbed with power, echoing with a distant roar. It was as if the floor parted as the lattice of the infinity circuit gleamed crimson, each red line opening up wider and wider, tearing through the gulf between realms. Bestial, snarling faces push through the void gap as Khorne's hunters, flesh hounds, force their scaled bodies into reality, growling and snapping. Blasts from the fire dragons ripped through the oncoming beasts, and a heartbeat later, Fianna fell upon the half-formed monsters, her blade cleaving deep into a bony crest atop the head of the first hound.
"It was not I that doomed Fae Cliona," said Fianna. "Look to our freshest blood for cause of that."
Kaliak joined Fianna at the warp breach, her pistol spitting shurikens.
"You are not wrong, sister. It was my rashness, my need to prove myself, that brought Cliona to her doom. I accept the blood of our Exarch, as I must accept all blood that is shed while I wear the mask of Cain."
The air was so thick now with psychic energy that phantasms danced within it, lit by the ruddy shine of the infinity circuit, which now pulsed with new life. Tylenar telepathically announced his rituals were complete as he stepped away from the exposed infinity circuit nodes. With the influx of demonic energy momentarily stemmed, it was safe now to open the webway in the heart of the damned craft world. Driving the head of his rune staff into a confluence of blazing crystal threads, he opened up an oval portal surrounded by shimmering silver. As the other Aspect warriors fell back to follow the Farseer into the opening, Fianna stood defiant, blade raised, as more blood letters formed from viscous pools created by trickles of blood running down the walls.
"We will not abandon Cliona," Fianna was vehement. "We agreed."
The floor shuddered underfoot, almost toppling the howling banshees. Lorinai looked at the others departing, feeling the surge of psychic energy of Lanimaish wakening. The long-dead spirits of the craft world becoming aware of the grotesque beings seeping through from the warp. Above the portal, black fire crawled across the domed ceiling, tendrils of dark flame seeking the gap into the Eldar webway. Serenan, Exarch of the Fire Dragons, the last of the other squads, stood at the opening and beckoned for the howling banshees to follow. Taking a step towards the portal, Narameth turned her gaze back towards her shrine sisters.
"We are too late. We will be consumed with Cliona."
"Never!"
shrieked Fianna, breaking from the others to run back the way they had entered. Lorinai lunged to grasp her as she passed but missed.
"What madness grips her?"
asked Kaliak.
"The madness of Cain," said Lorinai. "Come, sisters, we cannot let her die alone."
As the howling banshees sprinted from the infinity circuit chamber, more red-skinned demons burst into existence, a tide of feral creatures baying and bellowing close on the heels of the fleet-footed war sisters.
"We are here! Come! Test your blades against ours, and know that Cain yet despises his raging father!"
Fianna's defiant shout went almost unheard amongst the tumult of tortured wraithbone and bellowing of bloodthirsty demons. All around them, the fabric of Lanimaish tore itself apart. Alerted to the demon presence, the spirits of the Infinity Circuit had gathered all of their remaining energy into the great webway gates aft of the craft world, slowly engulfing the continent-sized vessel with the power of the warp. Kaliak and Narameth fought alongside each other. They attacked any demonic hound or bloodletter that entered the chamber where Cliona had fallen as a pair. Lorinai carried the deceased Exarch over one shoulder. She held her power sword in her free hand, but so encumbered she was at the mercy of her sister's skills as a fresh influx of demons crowded towards the archway to be met by the blades and pistols of the howling banshees.
"Run, sister, run!"
Kaliak cut the head from a lunging demon and darted a look at Lorinai.
The path of the Ortak and greatness awaits. There is no need for us all to die here. The webway is but a short distance.
I would rather die with my sisters than live alone as Ortak with the knowledge that I deserted them.
Lorelei lowered Cliona's corpse to the floor, noticing rivulets of blood seeping up from the tainted wraith circuitry beneath her feet. She drew her pistol and joined Fianna, attacking low as her sister slashed high.
"Perhaps she who thirsts will not claim us," Fianna said gaily. "The blood god hungers for our spirits more greatly, I think."
"The cursed mother and father will destroy each other fighting for my essence, if I have any say."
"Then together we will fight and fall, and within the womb of the great enemy himself, we shall continue to cut until he must spit us forth or die of the wounds."
"A worthy but empty sentiment, sister. The prince of pleasure will delight all the more for the tickling we shall give him."
Something even larger and more monstrous than the blood letters stalked into view at the end of the passageway held by the howling banshees. Larger even than the herald. Its face was thin and drawn, its mouth a gaping hole lined with canine teeth. In one hand, it carried a long-bladed sword, the other fist wrapped in barbed chains of bronze. Blackened, tattered wings half-spread from its back as it advanced. Its body was protected by iron plate, the surface of which writhed with many faces in torment, the souls of those it had slain imprisoned for all eternity. The gigantic creature's bellow of rage reverberated along the corridor, penetrating even the fear-dampening effect of the howling banshee's war masks. Lorelei gave voice to the alarm she shared with the others.
"Demon prince, corrupted mortal given immortal form. Against such a foe, we cannot hope to prevail, sisters." "And less chance of eluding such a predator," added Narameth. "Retreat is no better."
"If there can be no retreat, but one option remains."
Fianna relished the prospect of the coming confrontation, wholly consumed by the spirit of Cain.
"Let him howl all he likes. He has known nothing until he has heard the deathly wail."
As one, the Sisterhood of Death gathered together, letting flow the fury they had been holding in check. Like water breaking a dam, the despair and rage broke through the barriers of their minds, vented as a war scream as they broke into a run. The psychic barrage of pure hate, the blessing of Cain's legacy, ripped into the nearest demons like a storm. Fueled by the warp energy seething through the doomed craft world, it tore apart their bodies, flinging tattered remnants against the walls. The demon prince responded, breaking into a lumbering run towards its prey, scattering the lesser demons in its path. Fianna was swiftest, borne forwards with light strides powered by insane desire, the others close behind. They had not covered half the distance to the foe when the air ahead started to distort. A pinprick of blue light hung in the air ahead of the charging aspect warriors. In moments, it expanded into a shimmering circle of light, while other miniature stars sprang into existence around it. From the newly opened portals strode Tylenar, flanked by the exarchs of the other aspects. Serenan's firepike spat a white beam of pure energy, striking the demon prince square in the chest. The creature staggered backwards, gravely wounded but not slain. The Farseer waved for the War Sisters to enter the webway portals. Lorelei did not need any further invitation.
"Now, sisters, the time of our sacrifice is not yet at hand. Fianna!"
The howling banshee slowed as her name was called out, shaking her head as if freshly woken from a deep sleep.
"What of Cliona?"
"We will take her together, sister."
Moving quickly, Lorelei and Fianna returned to the body of their fallen war priestess and bore her up between them, while the others helped throw back the onrushing demons. Behind the bloodletters, the wounded demon prince hauled itself upright and issued its challenge. As they arrived, so the deathly whale departed. Six sisters together, united under Cain's banner. As the force disappeared into the safety of the webway, Lanimaish entered its final death throes.
Forks of psychic energy rippled along the walls as the raw warp and material universe tried to overlap. The titanic energy unleashed, pulled the craft world asunder as it fell into the realm of chaos, dragging the demons back to their infernal home.
A single candle guttered atop a slender pedestal at the center of the chamber. Its light barely touched the four female Eldar kneeling in a circle around it, catching them between the warm glow and the chill gloom beyond. They were each clad in tight armor, the color of bone, their helms held in their laps, heads bowed in contemplation. The sound of weeping filled the air, as the deathly wail, now stripped of their war masks, could finally give in to the pain and grief of their loss.
"As elder sister she was," said Kaliak. "From me, she pulled forth the sting of my anger, taking its poison into herself."
"Sister to us all."
Tears flowed down Narameth's cheeks despite her bitter tone as she glanced back into the shadow of the shrine, where the naked body of Cliona lay upon a marble bier. It was an empty shell, her spirit still within the armor that had been placed reverently upon its rack in the adjoining chamber.
"I never heard her laughter, nor saw her smile, and she was incapable of love. Cain gripped her. But for all that, she was sister in war, and she gave her life for us."
There was one who did not cry. She stared at the candle, the flame reflected in her pupils. Her jaw was set, cheeks drawn in tight, stare hard and unyielding. Lorelei glanced at near catatonic Fianna, her concern apparent.
"We are free from any burden, sisters. Any debt we feel we owe is just illusion. Cliona was doomed the moment she donned the mantle of Exarch. That which she had been was lost from that time forward. Yet what she became still remains. Give voice to your despair, sisters, and be grateful that we can. For Cliona could never shed tears for us."
Fianna stirred at last, looking from one sister to the next with a cold, flinty glare. Of the elder she had been, only a vestige remained. In her expression was hate. Hate not for those she looked at, but a hate at the core of her being, so strong it drove out all other emotion. When she spoke, it was as if another spirit used her lips and tongue.
"Save your words of condolences for those that can hear them. I cannot. All is silent in my mind, save for the cry that calls me to my doom. Everything is lost."
Fianna paused, and her eyes became even more distant.
"All that remains is the howl of the Banshee."
That was Howl of the Banshee by Gav Thorpe, read by Penelope Rawlins.